Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, 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 welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that is on your mind. The telephone number you need to do so is 202-380-3699. Grab yourself a Crayola and jot this down on the fridge.
A crown.
A what?
A crown. I'm just kidding, a crayon. I just hate when kids say crown. You've never heard that?
No.
Maybe it's just really not a northern thing, but when I went to...
I could see that, yeah, in the south. Crown.
Yeah, can I get crown?
Right, yeah.
Oh my God, so annoying.
Anyway, 202-380-3699 if you'd like to join us on air tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things, but I want to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find all this and more at Freedom's Phoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Ernie puts on a good show. He's an entertaining fella as well. So we have been talking about, yes, that's right, it's still open, Guantanamo Bay. Did we have more from the article?
Yes, there's more. It's really sad because, like a lot of people in America, these prisoners thought that, to steal a term from Mark, geriatric Jesus was going to come and save them from Guantanamo Bay. But no.
Steal all the Markisms you want. Sometimes they are hilarious.
But no, conditions have gotten, have deteriorated since Joe Biden has came into office for some reason, according to detainees.
Geriatric Jesus didn't make it any better?
No, he didn't.
Wow.
Come save them.
I thought everybody who was voting for geriatric Jesus... I thought he was the guy who's going to come and save it all. Well, I guess at least there's no offensive tweets going out by this president, right?
Just worse Guantanamo Bay treatment.
Yep.
Okay, so on the last segment, we were talking about a 19-year detainee named Abdul Latif Nasser who said, how can it be so much worse than when Biden was president? Well, Nasser, who is from Morocco, is what's known as a forever prisoner. Though he was cleared for transfer... In 2016, he has no idea when or if he will ever be free. Besides Nasser, detainees Asadullah Haroon Gul and Ahmed Rabbani have told Vice News through their lawyers that conditions at the American military prison have rapidly worsened over the last few years. Men like them at Guantanamo count their years through passing American presidents. When Biden was elected, they had hoped things might improve, but while conditions at the prison have never been exemplary, detainees say they have recently become even less tolerable.
I mean, it's got to be pretty bad when the prisoners are like, hey, it got worse.
At Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay,
yeah.
Of all places, right? This isn't like, you know, the New Mexico Department of, you know, Criminal Detention or whatever it's called, where New Mexico, if you don't know, is infamous for importing prisoners from other states to their prison because they'll take good care of them there. And their prisons, of course, are horrendous. And you know,
oh, I thought you were saying they were good. No,
No. They're horrendous and they get...
But sarcasm
like,
there.
Yeah, sarcasm. This is far worse than that. Yeah. Guantanamo Bay is far worse than that. And the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay get treated far worse than your standard federal prisoner gets treated. And for them to say it's getting even worse than that, I mean, that's got to be something.
They've gotten waterboarded. I know that there's a lot of...
Yeah, they were tortured, and it was
They were literally tortured, and there's things that they were that were done to these prisoners that we can't talk about on radio. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know we talked, me, Mark, and Ian one time way before the raid. We talked about a story with Guantanamo Bay, and I learned all kinds of horrible things from that article. I was like, whoa, like, I had no idea, but I can't really remember them because I don't like to think about torture, probably.
All perpetuated by the goons, the tyrants, the despots, the parasites, the thugs, the gang of idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, and killers known as government.
Psychopaths. Set up by psychopath President George W. Bush's administration in 2002 following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Guantanamo held about 780 people at its peak, including terrorist suspects and combatants from Afghanistan. While hundreds have been released over the years and transferred to other countries and U.S. prisons, Guantanamo still remains open, and scores of critics have pointed to the torture and harsh interrogation methods once used there as indicative of the U.S.'s now almost 20-year war on terror. Oh, yeah, they're fighting a war against terror. They're totally not terrorizing people.
Yeah, I mean, terrorism... It seems like the U.S. has terrorized far more people on a regular basis, year after year after year, since I don't even know how far back, World War One, probably, at least.
They absolutely terrorized me, my dog, and my roommates and my boyfriend on March 16th, 2021. They broke in our windows and let my dog run around the street, made us walk through glass, me and my dog and my boyfriend.
Yeah, of course, threatened you at gunpoint and rolled in big military-looking vehicles that look like tanks that are basically armored vehicles. They're military equipment.
Look like
pointed
tanks.
At a gun.
From the military.
They're a form of tank.
Pointed at me with guns, telling me to go outside naked in 10-degree weather.
The other thing about...
it was freezing that morning.
The other thing about terrorism is when the government was preparing for this war against terrorism, they had to spend some time because they were unable to find a definition of terrorism that didn't also apply to their organization.
Yeah, how could they be fighting against, you know, people who drop bombs on people? Well, they can't be fighting against that. Let me look up a new definition.
Right.
Says now, Biden has indicated he wants to close the prison by the end of his term. He is not even in his first year. He has 4 years. Why can't you just do it now?
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, if he has the power, just go ahead and do it. Don't plan to do it, like, later on, you know, and that he'll use that for his reelection campaign.
Like, yep.
Well, if you reelect me, this time I'll close Guantanamo Bay, and I mean it, instead of planning to do it at the end of my term.
The article goes on to say, though that doesn't currently seem likely. When the election happened, there was kind of a sense of relief. Again, not expecting things to change overnight or anything, but okay, at least now we can start moving forward, said Mark Maher, a lawyer with Reprieve U.S. who represents detainees at Guantanamo. But over time, Maher said his clients became alarmed as they said their situations worsened. The past couple of conversations I've had with The past couple of conversations I've had have been some of the hardest I've had to deal with my clients. Detainees described deteriorating facilities with broken toilets and locks and burned out light bulbs. What appears to be a slowdown in medical treatment with basics like aspirin and Band-Aids not available, and harsher treatment from guards. In prior administrations, detainees said there were at least some communication with guards, but now they face the silent treatment. Usually if a guard is around, you might just speak with them about movies, culture, food, etc., Nasser said. There is now no communication between guards and detainees. That's torture.
Yeah, elimination from any sort of... any avenue of news or whatever, you know, even if it's just social stuff, culture and that kind of thing, certainly qualifies.
Yeah, it's. I'm always disturbed when they, you know, you hear stories about the United States. And the crazy thing is the United States does this throughout its prison system routinely. They throw people in holes or boxes, basically.
Yep.
And all sorts of really, I mean, just even if the condition of the box was like, okay, which it's not. The whole point is to punish somebody using violence. You know, you're deprived of that human element, that communication for months and months on end. And that's not right. That's torture.
And, again, probably the largest torturer on planet Earth is the organization type known as government. I can't think of anybody else who tortures more. 202-380-3699. Can you think of anybody who tortures more?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in talk program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything that is on your mind. The number, 202-380-3699. 3699 is the number you need if you want to join us in the studio. That's the number here. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Now, if you didn't know what Guantanamo Bay was, it might sound like a neat vacation destination. It sounds a little tropic. It sounds like it might be, yes, you know, I'm going to catch some waves at Guantanamo Bay or something like that, right?
Maybe it used to be.
I don't know, but it certainly has, if it ever had any sort of positive imagery associated with it, if you're in the United States, odds are that's gone. Do we have more?
Oh, yeah. So that same prisoner, the forever prisoner from Morocco who's been there for 19 years named Nasser, he said that the switch was so abrupt, it appeared to be a directive from above, which makes me even more suspicious. Oh, and sorry, the switch from them being able to talk to the guards about culture, food, you know, life, etc., movies, and then all of a sudden they get the silent treatment
all
from the guards.
All these changes that these prisoners have noticed, where it's made things actually worse in arguably one of the worst prisons on planet Earth.
This year, under Joe Biden, he said the switch was so abrupt that it appears to be a directive from above. I am suspicious there is some kind of order we don't know about, which is even more suspicious for Joe Biden. I mean, we know that we have a cop president and vice president, so it wouldn't surprise me. But
yeah, I mean, if people and writers like this particular person, though apparently he's a bad writer, if they want to blame the Biden administration for the change, I personally don't think that Joe Biden has the mental capacity to make really any decisions at all.
That's true.
Much less send out an order that's very specific to Guantanamo Bay to make things worse than they were, and you know, cut off certain things and all these things that have, you know, you've covered so far.
He can't drive by himself.
He can barely speak.
Well, this prisoner, he says, it's creating a tension between the guards and the detainees that we do not need.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, when you're cut off from human contact, studies have been done on this from, well, militaries, of course, but people will give up, and they will become suicidal when they're cut off from human contact.
I wonder if that's what they're trying to cause, is suicide.
I mean, maybe. You know, we get so little information about what goes on inside of places like Guantanamo Bay that it's hard for anybody outside to assess that.
It would be interesting to hear what people in U.S. federal prisons have experienced since as well, and compare the two, because I wonder if it's a policy that somehow stretches across U.S. federal prison systems.
Another thing I'd like to just point out to the listeners, you know, perhaps you've never heard this program before, or you're new to Free Talk Live. One of the fallacies is that the government is run by the people.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, if that's true, shouldn't the government be giving you some sort of a report card on their performance every year?
Or letting you know why they're doing these things to the prisoners? That supposedly they're protecting you from the prisoners. What I was thinking about this, too, when Chris brought up the hole, like how they put people in the hole, the box, the solitary confinement. There's nothing that you can do to this organization called the government, the United States government, that is worth them treating you like that. They're an evil organization, and you can't hurt their feelings. Well, okay, aside from them being an evil organization, they are an organization, not a person. You know, you can't actually hurt them. So why are they allowed to do whatever they choose to people? You know, it's nobody's getting reparations here.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is that the organization exists in violation of consent.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nobody has ever consented to be governed that I'm aware of, not outright consented. Now, let's just say that you never did, and somebody approached you with this idea. Here's the idea. Hey, I think we should rule all these people over here from this water body to that water body. I think we should rule over all of them. And in order to pay for us ruling over them, we will just take some of their life force from them at the point of a gun to pay for all the things that we want. And when they complain about it, we'll just give them a little bit back here and there to make them feel like we're doing something for them. And that's how we'll run the place. That sounds like a good idea, right? You want to sign up? Here, sign right here. Would anybody in their right frickin' mind sign up for that?
I wouldn't. I certainly didn't sign up to be under the United States government that puts people... I never asked them to put people in the hole like Ross Ulbricht. I never asked them to give Ross Ulbricht a two life sentences plus 40 years for, you know, selling people drugs.
The evolution of mankind to a more peaceful, prosperous, and free future.
Yeah, what's that quote? Something about... You know, the government and treating its most marginalized group, which would be prisoners.
Well, the organization type known as government, the violation of consent is certainly not going to forward human evolution. Right? There's all sorts of stuff in the media about bullying and about, you know, oh, he touched me and, you know, all the Hollywood stuff and the pedophiles and all that kind of stuff. Right? There's so much of it in the news and like, if it violates consent, it is wrong.
Yep.
Right? That's universally agreed upon by almost every human culture on the planet. There's very few human cultures that don't respect or identify consent as the number one thing that, you know, makes the difference between right and wrong.
And the crazy thing is they'll deny that it's, like, wrong, right? Like, it's not even like they're saying, oh, you know, I did something wrong. They just deny it. They're denying that what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah. Well, and people, like the general population, they don't look into it any further than a cursory inspection and believe what they're told because, well, they've outsourced it, right? This group of people gets to do evil because, oh, they wear a special badge or they've been elected, quote unquote.
The experts said that Guantanamo Bay is the best way to protect us, so.
What expert?
The experts.
What experts?
The government.
It's the old science, right? Now it's the science. Trust the science, right?
Yeah.
But before, it was the experts. Trust the experts. The experts that we parade out in front of you. At any rate.
So back to the decaying conditions at Guantanamo Bay. It says, in addition, the physical condition of the facility appears to be decaying. The lock on my cell has been broken for weeks, said Gull, one-time commander of the now former Hezbi Islami militia, which once fought alongside Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So yeah, he is clearly a prisoner of war.
Oh, clearly. of the war on terror. Right. 202-380-3699 if you'd like to join us on air. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says 300 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been given out in the 150 days since he's been in office. The president said a lot of hard work went into making this happen.
The ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, and the whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. Together, we built an unparalleled vaccination program and managed one of the biggest and most complicated logistical challenges in American history.
Biden also said he hopes to have 70% of Americans to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. He also urged people who haven't yet gotten the vaccine to do so as soon as possible. He said the new variants of COVID-19 are still spreading rapidly. This is USA Radio News. Dangerously hot temperatures continued across much of the western U.S. as another heat record was shattered in Phoenix and power grids were strained in California. The West has endured brutally hot weather this week, with records in cities like Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Palm Springs, and Denver. In Phoenix, it was a second consecutive day of record highs with a reading of 118 degrees. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency due to the heat wave. They're also dealing with outbreaks of wildfires amid the searing heat. Parts of the Midwest are also continuing to swelter, with St. Louis recording its first 100-degree day in 3 years. The Dow Jones plummeted more than 500 points in a broad-based sell-off, wrapping up its worst week in nearly 8 months as investors worried over new interest rate problems. The Dow fell 533 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 55 points. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is the name of the show. It is the Friday night edition. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, what is the headline of this particular article? I know it's about Guantanamo Bay and how the conditions have worsened, but what's the headline here?
That's it. It's conditions are worse
since, the emperor, the new emperor.
Detainees say... Guantanamo detainees say conditions are worse since Biden became president.
I see. So we're going to continue talking about that because apparently there's more to this article. But before we do, I want to say thank you to Leah Hoffman. Leah is a silver level amplifier. Now, what is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's a person who contributes some money to the amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can find out all about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Leah gives $5 a month. You can give more if you want. There's different levels, and if you do contribute to the Amplifier program, there's some little perks that you get, like the AMP-only Facebook group, and there's an AMP-only podcast and that type of a thing. But the real reason to contribute is to help get this program that you are listening to onto more radio stations. We're currently on something like 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We're also on the internet, and we're on a couple of satellite channels as well. So your contributions are being put to good use. Your contributions are used specifically and only for those purposes. So, they don't go into my beer budget. They don't go into Chris's business. They don't go into Bonnie's addiction to all things Lady Gaga. No, this money goes directly to help us spread the message of liberty, peace, and prosperity and freedom for humanity to those who may not have been exposed to this type of messaging before. So thank you, Leah Hoffman. We appreciate you. And find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so we were reading a quote from a prisoner whose last name is Gol, who used to be a Hezbi Islami militia member. It says, "There are brothers here. Their toilets have been broken for months. It is awful. They do not care about us." Just last month, the Justice Department argued at a U.S. District Court hearing that despite a withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the U.S. will continue to detain Gol, the guy that I just quoted, who's been detained for 14 years. "We remain at war with al-Qaeda," says Justice Department lawyer Stephen Elliott during the civil proceeding. The government of Afghanistan has recently requested Gol's return as well. Now Gol is protesting his treatment. "I am still on hunger strike and I am refusing my food. This is my peaceful protest. It is a very clear and peaceful message without violence," he said. "As far as my health condition, every single day of my life in Guantanamo, my health is getting worse and I am suffering from many health issues." Oh, it shows his parents here.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what these people go through. For what? Because, you know, some politician, you know, is arguing over imaginary lines, or, you know, some other politician wants somebody in power who's not in power, and that type of thing.
Maybe because we keep propping up a alien nation called Israel in the middle of Palestine.
Well, and, you know, that and, of course, the oil. Let's not forget about the oil.
Oh, yeah, definitely oil.
There's a whole bunch of that black liquid gold over there in them there hills. Except I'm not talking about the South. I'm talking about the Middle East. Anyway, continue.
"The unified hunger strike for the men of Camp 6, according to Maher," he was the lawyer who represents some of them, "took place primarily over Ramadan. It is an important time of the year, and for them it's already a difficult time because it's a time they would be spending with their families. It was to make a point to the administration," Maher said, "about the seriousness of their current situation. But detainees aren't sure the administration is listening. We used to pray for Biden to come and be the president for the United States." Wow, that's literally some geriatric Jesus stuff. Nasser said, "A lot of things are happening that haven't happened in 19 years. Gol echoed that feeling. "It does not matter who the president is, Biden or Trump, we are the victims always. Me, I am feeling bad. I have a headache constantly, my eye is twitching. Even now my hands are shaking as I try to talk to you," he said. Gol said he is not getting appropriate medical care. "It's not easy to get the appropriate medication in Gitmo. It is sad that I am not allowed to see my medical records, which are classified," he said. "This is a big reason why I worry about my health. I do not know how long I will survive. Only God knows. There's a great deal of frustration and agitation and despair," said Pardis Kiabri, an attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, who represents Sarkawi Al-Haj, a current Guantanamo detainee. Kiabri also corroborated these concerns of deteriorating conditions and said her communications with Al-Haj, she said, have given her the sense that things have gone from bad to worse since the Biden administration came to office. Her own client, she said, is still on hunger strike and has been on and off for years. That's just, it's so weird. Why is Biden wanting to, you know, torture these people who are being tortured even more? I mean, like, especially with the wars apparently ending.
Isn't that, like, one of his things?
Yeah, he likes torturing and imprisoning people.
Oh, I thought he just likes sniffing, like, young folks.
I thought it was more than
other
that.
People.
You know, he made the 1989 crime bill, or maybe it was 99 crime bill.
That's right, he did. It's true. What a bastard.
He loves prisons. Okay. And so does Kamala Harris. She, you know, smiles at the idea of keeping people in once they, by withholding evidence.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, she does all, there's like a mural of her face made of all the people that she, you know, denied letting them out of jail.
Wasn't there, didn't she say something like, "I enjoy locking up kids" or something? Like, something really creepy disgusting, and it was like, and denying parents access or something to their kids, and all sorts of weird stuff.
You have to be a creepy and disgusting human being to want power, to desire power over other human beings, to want a position in which you can exercise violence at your will, essentially.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the extreme of it, right? Like, it's like I could handle people, you know, liking violence, but the extreme to which they like it, and
right.
It's a thing they do every day. It's like, it's not like you can resist. Can't you resist just a little bit so that, you know, the world isn't such a crummy place to live?
It's because they're psychopaths. They're actually psychopaths.
Right. Well, and this is why they go and they seek power, you know, in the places that they do.
And society is dumb. Yes, I'm talking to all of you out there. Society is dumb for allowing an organization with a monopoly on the use of violence to exist, to give these psychopaths somewhere to go, to lord this power over everybody else and use their violence to satisfy their sick hunger.
Don't vote. Don't pay taxes. Use Bitcoin. Get out of their system.
I like it. That's great.
The Department of Defense disputes these accounts. Oh, so they're saying that these prisoners are lying. And not only denies that conditions have changed there, but also says that there have been no hunger strikes at Camp 6, even though they're telling their lawyers that they're doing that. There are no changes in the treatment of the detainees at the naval station.
It should be pretty easy to tell if, you know, somebody's on a hunger strike for any duration of time just by physical appearance. Now, I don't know that the lawyers are getting to see these people, like, in person, or if they got to see them even on a Zoom call, but it should still be relatively easy for the lawyers to tell whether or not their clients are being honest about the hunger strike.
I mean, that's assuming that the lawyers are being given access to their clients, because they were denying them access for a long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what is and isn't allowed to happen there, particularly with lawyers and clients, because, you know, do they even get a lawyer? Are there people in there that, you know, their rights are being so, you know, eschewed and so violated that nobody even knows that they're in there?
Yeah.
It's entirely possible. 202-380-3699 is the number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The final segment of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't live in the Eastern Time Zone, do some math. But 7 nights a week, those are the hours that you need to call if you're going to call and you want to be on the show. You may be hearing us outside of those hours. And if you are, thank you for listening. But if you want to call and get on the radio, you have to call between those hours. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about the conditions worsening at Guantanamo Bay, somehow known as Gitmo, for some reason that I'm not sure. It's not really an acronym, so I'm not sure how Gitmo is easier to say than Guantanamo.
That is weird.
But, yeah, it's weird.
Maybe it's just like a countrified version. I've never thought about it, honestly.
Oh, interesting. Gitmo. Gitmo. Yeah. I got a Gitmo. Maybe because they're going to get, and they're going to get Mo at Gitmo. I don't know. Yeah, I've carried that far too far. We have something from this article that you wanted to get to, though.
Oh, yeah. So this spokesperson, Michael L. Howard, which is a spokesperson for the Department of Defense, which just means liar. If you go to the library account, lbrylibrary.com, and go to the Free Keen channel, you can see a video of Chris and I telling the spokesperson at the federal courthouse that he's a liar for everything he was saying to us. Spokespeople for the government are liars. They're trained, paid liars. So this man, Michael L. Howard, spokesperson for the Department of Defense, told Vice News, the mission at the detention facility is aligned with American values, and that it...
Yeah, okay. Not my values, that's for sure.
That it provides safe, humane, and legal care of law of armed conflict detainees who would otherwise be dedicated to harming the United States and its citizens.
Safe and humane? Have they do they not read their own press? Do they not watch television?
Yep. When I watch the fireworks on 4th of July, I'm just thinking, thank God my American values are being upheld at Gitmo right now.
Thank goodness that other human beings are being tortured inhumanely and kept in conditions that are inhumane. Thank goodness Guantanamo exists. Wow. That is sarcasm, by the way, for those of you audio editors out there trying to take us out of context.
So, The article goes on to say, still, making life more bearable at the prison itself is a short-term goal. These men want to be transferred. It's been over 4 years since there's been a transfer from Guantanamo, with one exception. There are people that are approaching 19 years of detention, said Kiabri. That's a female lawyer from one of these law offices that represent detainees in Guantanamo Bay.
19 years inside of a place that should not even exist. Ethically, morally, legally, you name it. It should not exist in any way, shape, or form.
A place where people don't have human rights at all. It has been, oh yeah, I already said it's been, okay, it's been years without movement. There's been total stagnation. I think when Biden came into office, there was, of course, expectation. And now that we've got 6 months without any official policy, any transfer, even of the men who've been cleared for years. Yeah, there are some men who, like there was someone in the earlier on in the article that we covered who got cleared for transfer in 2016, but he still hasn't had any word since then.
5 years go by.
Yep.
We just sort of flaked.
This is government. You know, it's...
They take holidays.
Yeah, yeah, holidays. That's one way to put it.
The slowdown of services has also been particularly troubling to these men. To get absolutely nothing, anything, a Band-Aid, an aspirin, to get a light bulb changed in your cell, if there's a problem with the plumbing and things like that, the way it's been described to me is that normally under past administrations is that if they wave at the camera in their cell, they get some kind of response from the guards after a certain period of time, said Maher. Everything has just been taking longer. Rabbani has been detained for 19 years without trial, and his brother, also held at the prison, was recently marked for release by Biden. Any medicine that is needed, it takes months. Problems with the electricity, etc., takes a long time to fix it, said Rabbani, who was brutally tortured by the U.S. He has never been charged with a crime, and his name appears as a victim in the U.S. Senate report on torture at Guantanamo.
Wow.
So there's a U.S. Senate report on torture at Guantanamo, and that spokesperson for the United States Department of Defense has the gall to say, oh, we run this facility in accordance with American
values.
Right. Yeah, that's so
I don't value torture, do you?
I definitely don't value torture.
You know, there are far better ways to deal with people than torture. Right. First of all, torture violates the non-aggression principle. Second of all, things like, large organizations with a monopoly on violence, right, also violate the non-aggression principle. So those things need to be done away with immediately, not sooner.
The government should lead by example and not do what their, you know, so-called enemies do, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's just not, unfortunately.
Yeah, whatever happened
reality.
To the myth that diplomats from the United States government could go and talk and come to agreements with other governments and without any violence? Whatever happened to that? It's gone the way of the dodo. Because guess what? Government only knows one thing, and that is force. That's all that it does. That's all that it is. It is the result of force. It exists because of force. And the only thing it uses to get its way is force. And it does it all without your consent.
Yeah, force and threat of force.
Seriously.
That says, though President Barack Obama announced plans to close the prison within his first year of office, he did not do it as concerns about where the detainees would be transferred from supermax prisons in the United States to other countries stalled the process. In 2018, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep the prison open and approved the transfer of only one inmate.
So for those of you out there who think that because you're a Republican or you're a Democrat that your side is better than the other side, neither of you are better than the other. You're both just as insane as the other. Because guess what? One of your presidents didn't do what he promised to do, and the other one, well, kept it open. And the next one, also keeping it open, says he plans to close it before the end of his term, which is, you know, not even one quarter of the way through. It's horrible. It's horrifying. I can't, like, I'm speechless that the thing even is open and that two Democrats and a Republican have both refused to close the thing. Oh, we don't know what we're going to do with it. Well, you let them go. That's what you do.
If you can keep it open with an executive order, you can close it with an executive order. It doesn't take 4 years.
Yep. Bam.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, like, if you can't try them because you have no evidence, release them. If they do something, you know, terrible, well, arrest them and throw them in a cage and give them a trial, you know?
Yep.
So, a few days later, it was announced that the envoy position may now be on hold. I don't know what that means. The envoy? I'm not sure what that word
Breaker means. Breaker 1-9, we've got ourselves an envoy.
Envoy?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm thinking of convoy, not envoy. So, my bad.
We all certainly understand that the Biden administration has a lot on its plate, but we're getting to the point where this has to start being a priority, said Maher. It's no small thing for them to have been kept for close to 20 years with very limited access to their family and with no real explanation as to why it is that they continue to be detained. And there's only 40 of them. That's the weirdest part. There's 40 detainees right now. What is the big...
They can't figure out where to put 40 people?
Yeah, what is the big problem with moving 40 people?
Yeah, I think it's because our government is just so weak that if they release 40 of them, they won't be able to figure out where they went after. And if they, you know, raise an army, you know, and start shooting at us, we're going to, you know, our government is going to, you know, fall, right?
Yeah, our government's so weak.
Our government is so weak it's going to fall because of 40 people.
Yeah, our military that... you know, spend more money than any other, like, institution on Earth.
Oh, they do, by orders of magnitude. In fact, the military budget, if you put the next top six military spenders all together and add up how much they spend on military and then compare it to how much the U.S. spends on military, it's still more than those next six spenders combined. Tell me that the United States military is not an empire. I will call you a liar.
Yep, they're worried about these 40 people who would be dead set on hurting the United States and its citizens if we let them out. No, I really don't think that that's how... that's going to, you know, cause the fall of our entire civilization.
We are out of time for tonight. Join us again tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. or 7 days a week. Get our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.